Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here's Mary Dixon.
Mayor Emanuel will be deposed today in two wrongful death lawsuits filed by the families of Quintonio LeGreer and Betty Jones. They were shot and killed at their West Side homes by Chicago police officer Robert Rielmo in 2015. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson has testified. He says the shootings were within department policy. The city's police oversight agency called the shooting unjustified. Chicago aldermen have given Mayor Emanuel the go-ahead for an $8.5 billion overhaul at O'Hare. It includes rehabbing Terminal 2 and adding new gates, security, and technology. Former Chicago Schools Chief Paul Vallis is the latest to launch a challenge to Emanuel. He joins a crowded 2019 mayoral election field. Chicago CME is offering to buy the London Exchange next in a deal worth more than $5 billion. Shares in Amazon dropped by as much as 7% yesterday after Axios reported President Trump was looking at Amazon's tax situation. Trump is criticizing the online retail giant again this morning on Twitter. The president has fired Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin and nominated the personal doctor for the last three presidents to replace him. Shulkin used taxpayers' money on a personal vacation. He also was dogged for resisting the administration's efforts to privatize veterans' care. Ecuador has cut internet access to Julian Assange, who's been staying in their London embassy for 6 years to avoid UK and potential US prosecutions. Ecuadorian officials say the WikiLeaks boss has not been abiding by an agreement to not interfere with their relations with other countries. South Korean officials say their President Moon will meet with North Korea's Kim Jong-un next month. Japan's government reveals it has also been in touch with Pyongyang. It's 8:01 on XRT. It's opening day! Woo!
I needed it. I needed bad.
This morning, it's John Lester versus Jose Urena as the Cubs play the Marlins in Miami. This afternoon, the White Sox are in Kansas City to play the Royals. James Shields versus Danny Duffy. Tonight, Blackhawks host Winnipeg, and the Bulls are also in Miami. We have a chance of light rain the rest of today and a high in the low 50s, cooler by the lake. Cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s, and tomorrow partly sunny and a high near 50. It's 42 at the lake, 45 at Midway, and 44 degrees at O'Hare.
Although we're not quite ready to share details, rest assured that opening day on the north side will be celebrated with all the traditional festivities on Monday, April 9th, 6 a.m. to 1 p.m., a usual cast of characters and more, and live music.
It's the home opener. It means we get to start early because it's an afternoon game this year. And
yeah, thanks for bringing back the opening day game. Day baseball on opening day on the north side is the way it's supposed to be. Do you hear us, Major League Baseball?
Are we going to do the 7 a.m. time check, the 7 a.m. stretch?
Yeah, if the people crowding into Yahtzees, once again, are ready for it, and they usually are. So many traditions to remember, so many sacred traditions to observe. 7 a.m. stretch, just a time when they start serving beer in the bar.
Well, it's a tradition.
And then people get happy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.